Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Las Vegas at the World Market Building C, and I'm with Jonathan Witt with Oriental Weavers. Jonathan, how you doing?
Doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
So it's Sunday. I guess it's the beginning of the market, isn't it?
Yes, this is the first official day of the show. We actually, this is the first year that it started on Sunday. Previously, the show had always run Monday through Friday. This year, they moved it up a day. So we've all been wondering how that was going to affect the traffic patterns, if people would still come in earlier on the weekend. But today's been pretty busy, and we're having our nice little opening party here, so it's proven to work out so far.
You know, I came a year ago today, and you were just opening this space, right?
Yeah, last year we opened this space. It's a little over 10,000 feet. Gives us a lot of space to really show rugs and 24-foot ceilings so we can show the big rugs, which is always, you know, really the best way to get a feel for a design, not just in the standard 5x8s.
All right, well, you know, I was just in Domatex 2 weeks ago. You guys obviously have a huge space there. I know you were there. I didn't run into you. But there's 7 buildings devoted to rugs over there. I was learning while I was over there that some of the rug business has kind of gravitated toward Turkey. And I also heard that some of the shag looks that we're seeing here, they're predicting that that's kind of going out of phase. Can you agree with that or talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, obviously manufacturing in the U.S. completely 100% is very tough, especially if you're doing business with some of the larger retailers. So there has been business that has gravitated to our facilities in Egypt and China, as well as there are a couple of areas in Turkey that have a lot of manufacturers of area rugs in both woven and tufted. So that business has picked up steam. Shags continue to be very, very strong. One of the things where you might hear a difference in the demand on shags is not necessarily the consumer demand versus the amount of supply. Most of the manufacturers in China that had traditionally done a lot more handwork have moved to more of a tufted, machine-tufted shag type quality. So at Domatex, if you happen to be walking through the building that's devoted to Chinese manufacturers, that's almost everything you saw there. And there's probably not that much need for shag in the market. And then our domestic companies at Tuff Broadloom do a great job with their shags as well. So there's plenty of supply in the market.
All right. Well, as you said, this is a huge space, and I'm looking around here. It's very crowded. Talk about the price points that you sell through here. I mean, you hit all the way from the bottom to the top here, don't you?
Yeah, we introduced 13 new collections this show, so it's the most that we've introduced in many, many years at one January event. And our price points actually are ranging from an opening price point 5x8 of $99 for a woven synthetic piece up to a hand-knotted semi-worsted wool that's $900 for the 5x8. So it's really across the board. In July, we introduced our Pantone Universe collections. Started there with 4. Now we have upped that to an additional 3 collections, and those price points are higher handmade goods that range anywhere from $4.99 to $7.99. And then the really exciting thing, and actually what we're celebrating today, is the Tommy Bahama Home collection that we introduced officially in Atlanta, and this is the first time for it to be at any of the furniture shows, and it has been really exciting. We've got outdoor and indoor product available. They have some super partners in the home category, such as Lexington Furniture. So it provides some nice places to really do kind of a casual, sophisticated look, doing some of the hand-knotted items. Like I mentioned, we've got some jute sumacs and hand-knotted jutes that are just phenomenal, and the response has been much better than expected. It's an exciting time for us, and people have said, wow, you've really almost reinvented the company because of some of those hand-knotted looks, and it's in direct response to our customers have been asking us, let's all try to go back to some better price points, which is encouraging that people are feeling comfortable with that, because there is a finite number of customers coming through the door, and over the past few years, we all know there's been price pressure to trade down, and finally, people are feeling a little more confident that, hey, I think we can get more money for our rugs through the door. So,
well, that's good to hear. Let's talk about Tommy Bahama for a minute. I know that's the reason for this party today. I actually have a Tommy Bahama in my house. It's a beautiful wool rug, and so I guess this license was with Shaw for a while, because I believe it's a Shaw Tommy Bahama, and now you've got that license.
Yeah, they had the license, I believe, for 10 years. And mainly for indoor application only, and Orion Weavers is the largest manufacturer of outdoor, so that was a natural attraction for Tommy Bahama. They reached out to us because they wanted to expand the natural correlation between outdoor product and their brand. But then also, with the breadth of product that we offer in handmaids as well, which is not something that necessarily the previous licensees could do, we've got some really super hand-knotted, like the jute sumacs that I mentioned, that are just beautiful.
So that just in that collection alone, give us a range of the price points.
Tommy Bahama right now, our outdoor price points at $249, machine made, and then all the way up to that $900 level for the hand knots.
Now, another license you have we've talked about in the past is this Pantone, which you started last year. That's been a pretty nice program for you, hasn't it?
It definitely has been a great program and a great partnership. Those folks in the design community and really all walks of life work with Pantone every day as they're putting together projects for interiors, architects, spec, even down to the paint, what Pantone color. So to work in correlation with their team and their forecasting and trend people has been incredible because their color forecasting team gets together with our product development team and we really work towards what's coming, say, for 15, when they make those announcements. For instance, the color of the year for 2014 was Radiant Orchid. We knew months in advance what the color was going to be and actually had product being developed. And the day that that announcement was made, we already had a shag, speaking of shags, a Radiant Orchid shag ready to ship to our customers. So it's a fun partnership because we really get a lot of insight from them and just adds more credibility to the product that we have in the market.
Well, let's talk about 2014 and your outlook. Do you feel like this is going to be a growth year for you?
Yeah, I think it will. We were very lucky in 2013, and actually in 2012 was a superb year with double-digit growth. Last year we continued. So I pray that we have that kind of continued success. We've fared very well through this tough economic time, and then based on the feedback we're getting from retailers and also seeing that return to some of the higher price points that I mentioned, I feel very confident about 2014.
All right, great. Well, it's good to spend time with you again. Been talking to Jonathan Witt, who's vice president with Oriental Weavers at the Las Vegas Market. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.